Woodland Hills Production presents. Worried about the price of butter and eggs, fed up with the housing shortage, want to get away from it all? CVS offers you escape. You are alone and unarmed in the green hell of a Caribbean jungle. You're being trailed by a pack of fiercely hungry dogs and a mad hunter armed for the kill. A mad hunter who believes that you, a human being, are the most dangerous game. Tonight, we escape to an island in the Caribbean and the weird sportsmanship of a madman, as Jazlyn, DeMarcus, and Lydell tell it in their unforgettable story of the most dangerous game.
My name is Rainsford. You may have heard of me. I make my living hunting big game for many of major museums of the world. Perhaps you have had an occasion to run across some of my books, but even if you have, there's one incident you won't find described in them, the full story of my most terrible hunt. It all began on board a private yacht en route to Rio. Whitney, my host, and I were smoking our pipes on the deck.
Good dinner, eh?
Excellent. I ate too much. I don't care to move.
There's a rather large island off there to the right somewhere. It's a something of a mystery.
Really? What island is it?
The old charts call it Ship Trap Island. Suggestive name, isn't it? We should have some good jaguar hunting up the Amazon. Great sport hunting.
Best in the world.
Yes, for the hunter, not for the jaguar. I rather think they understand one thing, fear. The fear of pain. The fear of death.
Whitney? Who cares how the jaguar feels?
Perhaps the jaguar does.
Oh, you're a philosopher? Look, the world is made up of two classes, the hunter and the hunted. We're lucky enough to be hunters. You think we passed the island yet?
The place has a reputation, a bad one.
Cannibals?
Hardly. Even cannibals wouldn't live in such an isolated spot. But it's gotten into sailors' legend somehow. Did you notice? The crew seemed jumpy today.
They were a bit strange, now that you mention it.
Yes, it's sort of a dread, a kind of mental chill. I'll be hanged if I haven't felt it myself.
Pure imagination. One superstitious sailor can affect a whole ship's company with his fear.
Maybe. Though sometimes sailors have an extra sense which tells them when they're in danger. I think I'll turn in.
I'm not sleepy. I'll just have another pipe. Good night, Whitney. It was very dark, so dark I could have slept without closing my eyes. The night would have been my eyelids. I puffed out my pipe, got drowsy. A gun! Out there in the water! A gun? I sprang to the rail, strained my eyes in the direction of those shots, but I couldn't see a thing. I leaped up on the rail to get better elevation. Tight fingers closed around my heart, and I realized I'd reached too far and lost my balance. The blood-warm waters of the Caribbean closed over my head. I awoke late in the afternoon, safe on the soft, warm sand of the strange island. It was already dark when I came upon it. First, I thought it was a village. There were so many lights. But as I came closer, I saw all the lights were in one building, a shadow on a high bluff. In a few moments, my bare feet were padding up on stone steps, and I stood in front of a massive oak door. An erect, slender man in evening clothes. I stepped toward him. He was certainly not alarmed by me. The revolver in his hand continued to point steadily at my chest. Good evening. Please don't be alarmed. There's no need for that gun. I'm no robber. I, it sounds silly, but I fell off a yacht. My name is Rainsford of New York City.
It's a great pleasure and honor to welcome Mr. Rainsford, the celebrated hunter, to my home.
Oh, you know me?
I've read your book on hunting snow leopards in Tibet. I'm General Zaroff.
Believe me, General, I'm very happy to see you.
Come, we should not be chatting here. You want clothes, food, rest, you shall have them. This is a most restful spot.